Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspace Radio, spend the remaining week in a pelican beak.
Do you wish there was more D&D in your life? Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head over to patreon.com/sanspantsradio, and for as little as $5 a month, not only do you get to hear the show 2 weeks early, but you get access to our Patreon-exclusive show, Hey D&D, It's Me, Adam, where Adam gets to tell us everything he knows about Dungeons & Dragons. Want to know about kobolds? A little more about the war between the elves and Husfirma? Or just how to be a better barbarian? Adam's got you covered. That's patreon.com/sanspantsradio. Welcome to episode 11 of Husfirma Pride, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously.
I was told that we were going to fight fucking unicorns. Hey. None of it's happening!
The crowd parts, and sitting astride the most magnificent unicorn you have ever seen.
Yes!
Maybe the only unicorn you've ever seen. I have teamed up with evil and scum, have I? Would we like to discuss the millions of dead elves? Some of whom were warriors.
Kill the wizard first.
Oh, well, I'm not a wizard, so it's fine.
Did we at least buy a potion of cure light wounds?
No, we got potions of cure moderate.
Yeah.
Mate, we're good.
Daniel, foaming at the mouth, charges with Edric at the...
Yes.
At the unicorn princess.
You charmed a fucking unicorn.
Unicorn's a creature, not an animal.
God.
It's fine. It's not as bad as last time.
And takes 15 points of damage.
It's pretty bad.
Spiked chain.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
I was imagining.
Those spikes right there. Those spikes that like look like a man's forearm are wrapped around this elf's neck.
No, that's what I was imagining.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, I figured.
Just that you're not gonna come out of this well. This is your first year of combat, though.
Our heroes are in the arena of their creation, fighting the elven paladins. Daniel steps forward.
Grabs the, torso of the unicorn princess, tightens the chain until the head pops like a cork.
That guy needs to reassess his priorities. He could have come
Daniel
and
has
saved...
anger issues.
Yeah. Sassius.
I'm within range of the unicorn.
Yeah, you could snap back at it if you
Am
want.
Am I in within range of the paladins attacking...
You could attack one of them
Methuselah.
If you wanted to move over, yeah, to help.
She's screaming. She's in pain. I want to look after her.
Okay, you want to fight one of the paladins?
Yeah.
Cool.
You attack.
Arr.
You bite it. It's bit.
It's it.
Chewing his bits off. chewing his legs to shreds.
Deal. 13 points of damage.
That's pretty
Motherfucking
good.
Motherfucking alligators. It's a crocodile. It's not an alligator.
I'm still not convinced.
You bite
that
another
was the right
leg.
Decision.
You don't tear it off, but the paladin, nearly crumples in onto you.
Oh, I want to death roll someone in a river. I don't know how, what fucking circumstance that will...
I skipped you, Edric. I just realized. I skipped your last turn. Have a turn.
Oh, have a turn, mate.
All right, I'm just
going
to help out old Zilly here.
You want to fight another paladin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You did such a good job with the last one.
You bring the hammer down.
Four to paladin.
Good. On a paladin's head.
Good.
Does it crumple like a walnut?
We'll find out.
Walnuts don't crumple. Yeah. Does it crumple like bok choy in a fry pan?
I want a cod and pickin' man.
Does it?
Eh?
Okay, yeah. You bring the hammer down on one of the paladins. It's like his helmet just crumples from concave to convex.
Oh
yes.
My.
For those of you who don't know your shapes or whatever, he turns the helmet inside out.
Oh, gross.
Poor boy.
And by extension, an elf's head.
Oh, gross.
You don't even see where the head goes. You think it just disappeared into the chest cavity.
You good. Fucking whack-a-mold that guy.
Whack-a-mold a fucking elven
One
paladin.
One elven paladin down.
Paladins are usually really good people, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to be lawful good, yeah.
You need to go
maybe
on a holiday after this.
Okay,
a
so back to
very
the
far
turn.
Away.
Zilly, it's your turn. One paladin is being eaten by a crocodile. The other one was just killed.
I would like to use Ray of Enfeeblement.
You'd have to do a concentration check again.
Oh, wait, no, hold on. I can't. All right, no.
You could just hit one with your club.
I've got a club. I'm going to
club. You club him.
I'm going to club him.
Club him.
You know where I want to club him. In the
face.
What? Oh.
You like swing up into the junk of this elf.
Yeah, it, I like, hit him in the dick.
Wings out like a loud peeling sound. You look into the elf's eyes and you're like, ha ha. And then you realize it's a girl. And you've done nothing.
Oh, hold on. That doesn't. It does
metal
damage,
cup.
Why would she?
She's in armor. They're all in armor.
It does nothing.
You look down. Yeah, it does nothing. Crocodile. Oh. Give you a little crocodile eye roll. Yeah. Come on, the fuck on. They're in armor.
Warhammer embedded in a elf's like.
I am disappointed. Oh my
God. One of the paladins.
what the fuck?
Sorry.
One of the paladins switches target from Zilly to Edric. Mm.
Yes. Yeah,
that
could
have gone so much worse.
Crit sad for the paladin who is a dick. Go.
Oof.
He kills himself. I don't even know how this happens. Paladin swings, and somehow the swing goes awry, goes funny, and then the paladin's armor falls. I'm not even kidding. That happens.
Like he swings and catches like it wasn't all tied properly.
Yeah. Like, he goes a little bit too far on the backswing, cuts some of the straps holding his armor together, and when it comes back, her armor together, and when it comes back, the armor just falls off.
That's the best.
Yeah, the other paladin attacks Cassius.
Can't kill an alligator.
You
can't kill a crocodile.
I think you can.
Impossible.
All right, then.
You get hit.
That's all right.
You take
crocodiles
7 damage.
Are the toughest animal there is. Aside from bears, cheetahs.
Hey, if they just by chance, like while he's a crocodile, if they just happen to cut off like an arm, does that mean when he turns back?
He loses the arm, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey, maybe when you're
or
a crocodile.
Or a vague approximation, like a tail, maybe you lose a leg or something.
My butt okay. Cheeks.
Probably not.
Yeah, no.
Just flat.
The unicorn also stabs at the crocodile.
Rude. Rock and roll.
You take a further 12 points of damage, Cassius.
This...
Don't even care.
I'm gonna cut, like maybe don't kill the plateless paladin.
Why?
I want to ask questions.
Ah,
wrestle out of the ground.
Then
I will. Somebody ought to.
Yeah, so that was the paladin's turn. Edric, it's your turn.
I'm going to leap at the is the paladin still holding the naked one, basically? Holding a sword and a shield?
Didn't lose his sword.
Just a sword?
Her sword.
Just a sword?
Yeah, long sword and some basic underclothes.
No, I'm saying, does she have a shield as well?
She would have a shield, yeah.
I'm just going to just try and break the
Sword,
and in sword. Elvish, tell her to stand down. Like, I don't want to kill you. Basically intimidate her to be like, just stop fighting and you won't die.
You break the sword cleanly down the middle, like the long way of the sword.
You
like your
amazing.
Hammer just like, it doesn't cut it actually. It just like crunch, 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 compacts it.
That's awesome.
And I tell her to stand down.
Okay. Well, that'll be your turn.
Yep.
Daniel's turn. Daniel's done defiling a corpse and he's going to move on to the next one. The one that's fighting you, Cassius.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I go for the horse, Daniel. You crazy son of a bitch.
I've got the horse. It's fine.
He hits.
Daniel has shown a new side of himself that I never
expected. Daniel's
got
issues, guys. Like, I think we should maybe talk to Daniel after this. I mean, nom, nom, nom.
Daniel's, like, chain, like a sword might, cleanly cuts the, like, not the head off, actually. Like, from about where the ears and eyes are, cuts that part of the head back.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gross.
Brain matter and gore and grizzle are exposed.
Oh. Oh.
The, like, elf drops like a puppet with its strings cut.
All right.
Was that the lady?
Cassius.
Yeah. I'll attack the unicorn.
Okay.
Chomp its legs up. Horse legs. Delicious.
So I've heard.
I think if the horse tasted like anything, it might taste
What's
like
that?
Meat.
What's that? Adam made a good face. A great face. The best face.
Crit hap. Crit hap.
The crocodile.
This fight has been like crits
I know,
everywhere.
That's fucking
it's
weird.
Unicorns. The magic of unicorns.
Yeah, I like to think if you eat the unicorn that it tastes like candy. Oh,
I hope so. I hope also like it's a like one of those terrible sins. Like eating a unicorn.
It's a terrible sin to feast upon a unicorn's blood.
Plus, you're a druid. You should be like unicorns are magic.
Yeah, I think
unicorn kind of what you fight for real.
Not a very good druid.
Evidently.
Let's
Yeah, you bite one of its legs, and you do the death roll thing.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
You, like, hear bones snapping. You don't, like, you don't bring the unicorn down, but you've broken one of its legs, like, proper broken. Bone is sticking out of skin, broken.
Good question. Unicorn horn, worth anything?
Quite a bit if you can salvage it properly.
All right. Oh, well, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Cool.
You are bad people.
I've started to realize that this party is not a good party.
Yeah. That's elves.
What are you, chaotic neutral, Cassius?
Yeah, I'm chaotic neutral.
Chaotic neutral. Do you know if you become too evil, you become chaotic evil, and then you lose your druid abilities?
Can't turn into a bear. Will killing a unicorn count towards that?
I'm going to say yes.
Uh-oh. I need to commune with nature real quick.
Can you talk to the unicorn?
Zilly, it's your turn.
No, unicorn's too clever for me.
You can talk to it.
Zilly?
Anyway, who's left?
There's an elven paladin wearing no clothes with no sword and just a shield.
I would like to tell her to stand down. I'll tell her to stand down.
And also the horse.
Oh, and the horse, yeah.
But I think the horse isn't. The horse has elvish pride. The horse will fight.
Elven pride.
Elven pride.
Elven pride. Is that all you're going to do? You could still fight at the horse if you wanted to. It might, like, ruin your attempts at peace, though.
Do you mean the horse or the unicorn? The unicorn.
I can talk to animals, can I?
Keep saying
horse. Oh, no, I can talk to my weasel. Can I talk to the animals?
No.
Just my weasel.
The unicorn can probably just understand you, though. It's probably pretty smart.
Man, yeah, why is that smart?
No, I'd like to also. I would like to tell, like, the unicorn that we have no issues with it.
It's about as smart as you, Cassius. Sorry.
I'd like to tell the unicorn that we have no issues with it, and that he should stand out, and we'll help him.
Okay. I just tried to tear its leg out of.
We got healing potions.
Ah,
it's
sure,
fine.
It's fine. We'll
if this was
you.
A regular horse, you'd have to kill.
Yeah, but unicorns, we don't want to go crazy.
Dungeon and Dragons shotgun to the head style.
Yeah. Big old fucking
blunderbuss.
Blunderbuss to the head. Gnomish blunderbuss to the head. Sell it for glue.
But it's not a horse, it's a unicorn, so we have to save it so that we don't lose all of our classes.
I don't want to end up being a non-druid.
You just discovered how great it is.
Mm.
You don't want to lose it.
That'd be sad.
Also, I'm just going to point out, we have a problem with Daniel.
Daniel's going to need to sit talking to.
Okay, that was Zilly's turn. It's the paladin's turn. The paladin, drops what's left of his, that's right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Elves, you know, I can never remember.
They're androgynous, it's fine.
Drops what's left of her sword onto the ground. Stands firm and says in Elven, "I'll not surrender to the likes of you." Slams her shield into your face.
Oh, that's rude. You can take her.
You
out.
Get hit.
No! Shield to the brain.
You take 6 damage. That would have killed a normal man.
This is a perfect time to use Charm Person.
This is.
Paladins have strong mental defense.
You got it. No, you got it. You got it.
You could try.
Don't listen to Adam.
Don't listen to me. What do I know? I'm just the DM.
I'm not. It's not.
Yeah,
Adam Cannavale is so tired. When will we let him rest? Never. Never, ever.
Not once.
Not once. Nope.
Make
me.
Sorry, and then it's the unicorn's turn. The unicorn is going to fight the crocodile. There's a line you just never thought you'd say.
Nope.
Even never playing D&D, you never thought you'd say it.
A unicorn are we trying to back down now, everybody?
Cassius, you take 14 points of damage.
I feel like if I back down, the unicorn will just kill me.
You need to turn back and fucking be
potentially.
Be a human and heal yourself. I'm stronger as a crocodile.
Sure. I don't know if that's true. I got better teeth as a crocodile.
We don't want to kill the unicorn because you don't want to become a non.
I'm sure, though, if the unicorn's attacking us, it's now
it's self-defense.
Okay, that puts it at Edric's turn.
I am going to get in between Daniel and the paladin because I just have a inkling that he's going to try and
got a bit of an inkling.
This is
gonna
be,
the horse is going to get a free attack if you do that. The fucking unicorn. God damn it. It's a unicorn. A unicorn.
How's it? Am I close to the unicorn?
It's like two. You'd either have to do that next turn, or you can go the long way, and that's next turn you get in between of them, Or you can do it the short way, and the unicorn basically gets a free attack because you're moving through area it threatens.
Sam, the unicorn's already fucked you up once today.
Let it fuck you up again.
Isn't like a broken leg on the ground?
That doesn't mean it can't attack.
Oh, stupid unicorn. But basically, it just disadvantages if it's on the ground.
No. It's, fucking unicorn. It's got disadvantages, but not to attacking.
I'm just going to try and sunder the...
Unicorn? Sorry, no.
The elf's shield and just be like, stand the fuck down.
That was an alright face. Kind of looked like a guy from Trailer Park Boys, a show I don't see the appeal of.
Okay.
You break the shield as well.
Yeah.
This paladin came into this fight with a shield, a sword, and armor, and has lost all of them.
Here she is. With nothing.
Okay. You break the shield.
Stand down.
That was Edoric's turn. Daniel's turn.
Please go for it.
Can I get highs or lows from Zilly?
Highs. I've been saying lows a lot and it hasn't been working.
Highs?
Hi.
Yeah, going after the paladin.
Fuck you.
Me?
Fuck you,
Oh, Daniel is. Wow. I was like, I didn't say that. I said
opposite. In Nordic, he screams, I'm going to kill you, you child-killing fucks. Fuck boys.
Oh, no.
Hey, with the lowered armor that the paladin now has, he hits.
Of course. I wanted to question something.
Can we question the unicorn?
Well,
technically,
we can
try. He doesn't straight up kill the paladin, though.
Good.
But he pretty much mortally wounds her. His chain, like, tears. You can see lung. Exposed lung.
That's a dead pally.
She
dead pally.
Screams,
we calling it?
Falls to her knees, but she isn't dead.
Not
right?
She should
yet.
Be. She should be. Someone kill her.
No, she can lay on hands on herself. It'll be fine.
That puts it at... Cassius is done. Gonna fight a unicorn?
If I kill a unicorn, Adam, what's that do for my druidisms?
I'm going to say it's not good, but it won't... you got to maybe do something else. Killing a unicorn is a bad thing to do.
But I can fix it.
Maybe.
If I turn back into me, it's just going to stab me again. It's just self-defense at this point.
Yeah, well, you should have... You can talk to it, though.
I can't. It's too clever. Right?
What?
Well, you can't talk to it, period. You're a crocodile.
If you turn back and talk to it, you could.
All right. Let's do this for you, Edric. No, let's see what happens. I turn back.
You're a crocodile. You do what you want.
You do you.
I'll turn back into Cassius.
I'm just thinking for your druidic abilities, but if you want to keep biting a fucking unicorn, that's on you.
I'll turn back into a Cassius, and I'll say, unicorn! Peace!
Heal yourself.
I can't because I turned back. That's my move.
I'm just trying to look up how many hit points you regain. Because I know you do.
From changing back from a thing to a thing? Mm. Yeah, I do. I do transform. I think it's full.
I'm willing
to bet a dollar or two.
You're willing to bet a dollar that there's no female Scooby-Doo?
I lost a bet. Listeners.
I lost Scooby-Dee, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I was looking it up on the wiki. There's multiple female Scooby-Doos.
I can only remember Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Dom. And Scrappy-Doo.
But you mean Scrappy-Doo?
And Scooby-Dom. Scooby-Dom, Scooby's hillbilly cousin.
Yeah, that wears a hat?
Scooby-Dom.
Yeah.
He wears a hat. Yeah. Dogs can't wear hats, listeners. Remember
Are there
that
any,
now.
Dogs in Scooby-Doo that, aren't related to
Oh, heaps. Yeah. There's heaps of just regular basic dogs.
That just so they can't kind of speak and have sentience.
No, they can't speak.
What happened to the Scooby-Doos?
I don't know. What is a Scooby-Doo?
Okay. You recover 5 hit points if you change. So, you're changing?
Yep.
You recover 5 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm...
Look. Peace, unicorn! Don't kill me! You're gonna get
me
killed.
Seems like a valid, request.
Okay. Well, we'll find out what happens next time. Zilly, it's your turn. What are you doing, man?
Web.
She just keeps stretching her clothes.
I am. I'm trying to stretch them.
If I was your mum, I'd be super mad. Well, you're going to stretch them out.
You're going to spoil your dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to get a tummy cramp if you swim.
You got to wait 30 minutes.
Thank you.
That's the rules.
Thank you, my D&D mums.
Have you cleaned your room?
Listeners, I am the mother of this group. Outside of this room, I make sure all these fucking
Who are you
going to
cast web on?
The
mortally wounded and completely unarmed paladin?
Back.
or the horse that's fighting a crocodile.
The horse.
The unicorn. Goddamn.
The unicorn fighting a Cassius.
Maybe try and whip. No.
What?
You do. I was going to say, try and whip Daniel, but.
Where's he?
He's bearing down on an elf.
Yeah, but, like, she's already dead, isn't she?
She's pretty much done.
Is she dead?
Maybe.
She's not straight out dead yet.
You reckon she's going to die?
She might survive. She'll need medical attention straight away.
We got potions. It's fine. We can. Yeah. Oh, she's not going to give a shit, though, really.
Expensive.
Oh, wait. No, I know. Right. We'll save her. Heal her up. Charm person.
So you have 6 seconds to make this choice. Sorry?
Web on Daniel.
Web on Daniel?
He's going to be so angry at me.
It's the web on Daniel.
You'll need to make a concentration check or the horse gets in the tire. Oh, actually, no, wait. You can take 5-foot step now.
The
herd has been thinned somewhat.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever so slightly.
Daniel is becoming such a fucking hassle.
Daniel just breaks out.
Oh, he's going to be angry at
like,
me.
You cover him like fucking Spider-Man with the ball of a web. You like burst it around him and there's like in a big ball of web. And he just breaks out.
Done.
Not even a hassle.
I tried.
Okay, that was Zilly. It's their turn.
Oh, the unicorns.
The paladin puts her hands on herself.
Thank God.
And prays for her god to give her life. To not let her die.
Let's see how the gods feel. On. I can't help but, as Jackson, side with the elves. And a little bit as Cassius as well. I think Cassius just uninvolved.
Sort of side with the elves.
Unicorn, like sort of stamps its feet at you, Cassius, and then turns around and stabs Edric in the back. It hits. You take 10 points of damage.
Why me?
Because Cassius made peace.
I'm for the party, you piece of shit horse.
You're on 18 hit points, according
to
mine.
I know. Well,
that's not too bad.
It's fine. Is it my turn yet?
It is, yes.
I get between...
You get super mad at a unicorn? No, is that what you do?
Daniel?
Because you should be.
I should be.
Or super mad at Cassius, either way.
Either way, Daniel and the... paladin who is healing herself but dead. I know, whatever. Free hit and just tell everyone to
I'm going
to
say, actually,
down.
Because it's been 2 rounds, I'll say, like, every round you made, like, 5-foot step just to get in. So I'm going to say no attack of op because you were just slowly moving your way there.
All right. And just in between Daniel and the paladin and just be just like, everyone calm down, ready to face off against Daniel if he goes to attack the paladin.
Okay, you try to... Try to reason with Daniel.
And also, peace at the fucking unicorn.
Okay. Then it's Daniel's turn. What exactly did you say? Sorry, again?
Just everyone back down. And unicorn, peace be with you.
Daniel doesn't attack, but he says, why?
We need to find out information,
hang on, we'll get
you
back
son
to
of a bitch.
Cassius, what are you doing?
Has the unicorn just left me alone?
The unicorn isn't attacking you anymore.
I'll cure.
You approach with like a spell ready to cure, and the unicorn like stamps its feet, taking umbrage in this.
Just tell the unicorn to back the
it's,
fuck
it's druid stuff. Like, what can I do?
What are you doing?
Oh God, I don't want to have to fight the unicorn again. Oh, I'll heal you up.
Can't you communicate with the unicorn?
No,
you need to make a concentration check, or the unicorn's going
to
get a free hit.
Because it's too smart. Know, the unicorn's too smart.
Can't you talk to it, like, as a person and be like, just, unicorn, chill the fuck
out. That's not, unicorns are unreasonable.
You can't concentrate enough on the spell while the unicorn is there. It's like, unicorn's like watching it. It's like trying to pee when someone's watching.
It's not coming out. I'm sorry.
I don't usually have this problem.
It normally doesn't happen.
Zilly?
I'm scared if I force it, I'll break something.
Ooh, the web didn't work. Oh, no, because Daniel stopped.
Yeah.
So, oh, what can I do? Oh, charm! Wait, is the chick dead?
No. She healed herself.
Okay, so she's okay?
She's not okay, but she's not going to die straight away.
So do I need... My question is...
She said it was too smart to be a creature.
No, it's too smart to be an animal. That's the sneaky unicorn trick.
Bloody unicorns. I'd like to know, would it be better to give her a potion of... cure moderate wounds or to charm her first? No, charm person first, please. Please.
On who, sorry?
On the lady paladin who hates us.
Okay. Just letting you know, when you're in combat with someone, they get massive bonuses against this spell.
You're not in combat. She's fucking dying.
Kind of are in combat.
She's not in combat, Adam.
Kind of are. She hasn't stopped fighting. She just don't know that yet.
Okay, fine.
Back to her. Why are they...
I would like to use charm person.
Son of a bitch paladin. Trying to save a life.
Do you remember what that DC was? Can you look on that page
she's
again?
So literally
DC?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No shield, no sword, no armor. She's just a guy.
16.
She's just a person.
16?
Yep.
She fails.
Now I got a friend.
Oh, wait.
I don't have many. Mm. Shut up. She fails.
No. Let me look up something. I forget what bonus they get for this.
You might end up incurring the wrath of a god. That'd be a bummer.
Then I'm going to kill it.
I feel like we're going to have like a little bit of a debrief at a tavern after this fight. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to need to talk to one another. Be like, look. Here's the state of things. You know, what do we think?
No, not charmed. Sorry. Bonus was
like
higher than I thought it
was. Fish.
Like an eel.
Like she looked at me, she's like, your hair looks good. No, I hate you!
Yeah.
Communicate.
It's a nice cape. No, I hate you!
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's my move. So it sucks.
Yep. Then it's the paladin's
turn. I should have used...
Next turn.
I should have used one of those things that we talked about before that I forgot entirely about.
Unicorn attacks. Daniel.
It's all right. It's not okay.
If Daniel
it's
gets
not okay.
killed by the unicorn, if Daniel takes the unicorn, oh, that stupid unicorn. And
Daniel
got critted.
How many fucking crits can one
fight
have?
Oh, god damn.
Okay.
Things are so bad, Adam made a cow noise.
This fucking unicorn.
Oh my god, I think Daniel's gonna die. Jesus, fuck.
Oh no, oh no.
Guys,
like dead, or like dead, we can revive a little
You didn't
bit.
Get a lesser restoration potion?
I have a spell.
Yeah, you have it as a spell?
Yeah.
You are the only person who can save Daniel now.
Next turn.
This
fucking
that,
unicorn.
Man?
Just back the... Fuck down, unicorn.
Oh my god.
Adam gets so involved. Like, he's having a little bit of a moment.
Oh, jeez. I think I just killed Daniel.
Oh, no.
Oh my god. Adam.
No. So close.
Daniel
so
takes
close.
39 damage.
Ooh,
holy shit.
That's a lot. That's
he's on
lot.
One hit point, and then I'm not done yet.
Oh my goodness. It's negative 10 when he dies. It's negative 10
okay,
when
so
he dies. We're fine.
Daniel was like facing. Oh, this is weird. Facing is weird, but we'll try to work it out. So Daniel is facing you, Edoric. The unicorn, like, gored you from one side last round, and then, like, comes back around with its neck. But instead of goring Daniel, and Daniel's, like, looking you in the face like, why? Why should I stop? The unicorn's horn pierces the back of his head, pops out his eye socket.
Oh, no.
Skewering his eye.
he's definitely blind. Do you reckon we could just pop it back in?
It takes 2 points of constitution damage.
We'll just pop it back in and we'll have a moderate whatever's. It's fine. Moderate runes.
Oh, God.
Cure moderate wounds.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Adam, what's happening?
I don't know. Adam's making all these fucking noises.
I thought I'd kill them, but no. He's on -9. You have literally one round to save his life.
How did he get a negative? Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Because he took con damage.
God damn.
This
God
fucking
damn.
Unicorn. This fucking unicorn. Smash his horn into its brain!
I'm not killing a unicorn.
You can be able to recover the horn. I can't!
Oh, wait, is that true?
Yes!
Well, technically, you could either kill a unicorn.
No, but if I do it, a whole bunch of fucking bad shit
happens.
Well,
it's also just because it's an evil act as well.
But you're not going to lose your fucking abilities.
Then
I'd feel bad.
The paladin's going to try and punch you, Edric. Mm-hmm. You get a free attack if that happens. Do you want to take that free attack?
No, I'm just going to be stand the fuck down in Elvish and Pony, please be just chill.
I'm surprised that worked.
Really?
The
pony.
Punching, by the way.
I was like, the pony, take, please be chill bit.
I'm going to say... 5 points of non-lethal
Come on,
damage.
You fucking it's non-lethal. Paladin.
It's just like, Yep, good. Just smack me in the mouth. You're doing great, Paladin. Real. Just classy really, shit.
Yeah, like, you're a virtue of good. You think this is great now? I'm saying, stop fighting. You're punching me in the face. Good on you, buddy.
We learned a lot about ourselves today.
I'm just telling you, trying to be like, everyone just calm down. Can I, like, pony, stop?
Quit it, pony. Please. Quit it.
Pony, please.
Pony, plus.
Pony, okay. Just plus.
Come on.
It's Paladin. Daniel's turn.
Oh, my God, Paladin.
No What's, one...
He's not going to do anything. He's just dying.
What could he do?
What can I do?
You could have made... Actually, you could have made a heal check.
Can I
we'll go back and we'll do that.
Yeah.
Just like, everyone calm down. I'm just going to heal the guy who's dying.
Maybe we should sort that
I
shit out.
I think I have like a negative one on heal.
You have a positive three, actually.
I have a positive three on heal. What the fuck? What?
Ooh,
what?
That was, no. Yeah, no. You stabilizing.
That was touch and go, mate.
That's good. Stabilizing is good.
Good.
It means we can leave him in the corner to not die.
Not die.
He's nearly so dead. That was his turn, and then it is Cassius' turn.
I'm going to cure moderate wounds.
On?
On.
On. There's a lot of people who do
the
need
the unicorn. No.
That's a good way to endear it towards you.
That was my plan.
Then I could have a unicorn pal.
Ah, do the unicorn.
Who are you healing?
Can I heal the unicorn?
Unicorn isn't going to stop you.
I heal the unicorn.
What spell do you cast?
Cure moderate wounds.
Cure moderate?
I think I'm like about to lay my hands on Daniel. The unicorn's like, poof. I'm like,
unicorn's fully healed.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope it doesn't just attack again.
Okay, Zilly.
If it does, we just run.
Charm. Can I use charm person
again?
Yeah, but with the empowerment edition.
The empowerment does not help you, unfortunately. It doesn't up the DC.
Is it likely that it's not going to work? Would I know that?
Well, I'd say you lose. I say they lose the bonus now because you guys are like, you didn't take that free attack when you could have had it. You healed the unicorn. I'd say you. So you got a higher chance, but still, paladins have strong mental resistance.
I'm going to risk it. I'm going to give it one more go to be like,
risk it to get the bloody biscuit.
You passed this time.
Yeah! Biscuits around!
The paladin.
Biscuits for everyone, yo.
It's the paladin's turn. The unicorn, with like a popping sound, teleports away.
Ah!
Good.
Well, I mean, it survived.
And I'll say combat is over. Rather than cheering, though, people are just super quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like a couple, like, smattering of applause. There's like a lot of Nordic people who are like, Nordic pride, yeah. You fucking killed them.
That's pride, we did.
That's good pride.
But a lot of the merchants especially are like, not a lot of good stuff happened just now.
I'm going to just like sit cross-legged in the dust and be like,
What will our heroes do with their new paladin friend? Find out next time on Hus Firma Pride, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.